This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. The Dolphins, at this point in time, they've got to trade him when they're ready to trade X. When they get the deal that is comfortable for them is when they trade X. Outside of that, he plays ball for Miami. Period. That's what I would tell him. Hey, X, we'll try to move you, but we're going to go as business as usual here, and we expect you to do the same. We expect you to handle your responsibilities, and this behooves you to do that because if you make it a contentious situation, you will make it harder for us to trade you. And then you're going to get frustrated. And then if you end up holding out, then you're going to end up losing a lot of money in all of this. He's under contract. He's got zero leverage here. Zero. He needs to be a good soldier or he's going to hurt himself. As I've said many times, you want to be Le'Veon Bell or you want to use your common sense? Which one is it? What avenue are you going to choose, X, is the question. But this is a guy that hasn't made a lot of good decisions in the past. That's the part that you've got to be a little worried about, that he may continue to make bad decisions. If you're the Dolphins, you wait to get your deal now. You've done everything. You drafted the guy in the second round when the league passed you up almost twice, and you still had several knee scopes, and then they still gave you a big-time contract, whether you were the first corner or second behind Josh Norman. Who gives a rat's ass? Seriously, that's your problem, dude. I don't care if you were the first or second highest paid corner. And I don't give a shit if you're the second highest paid corner on this team. That's your problem, not mine. That's your problem. You should have waited for a better deal. Oh, you now know that? Or was it that other agents were telling you, hey, why did you sign this deal? And so that's why you dumped your guy. And now you want to force the Dolphins to do something that will now be a problem for them for years to come. Because if anybody tells you, oh, no, just give them the money, they don't care. You know why? Because they don't have to actually deal with the consequences after that. They don't have to deal with the next player and the next agent and the next agent and the next agent going, yeah, no, I know our deal's only a year old, but you redid X's after a year. You can redo ours. We've outplayed it. We've outperformed it just like X did. And if you gave him and his agent the deal, you can give it to us. But nobody puts that in the account because they don't care. No, just give him the money. Of course, no, just give in to everybody. It's like the Bernard McKinney thing. We were talking with Alan Pupar, and you can catch that interview, and my man Omar tweeted about it. But where I disagree with all of this is that wasn't Miami's contract. They traded for Bernard McKinney. And then part of that trade is, well, if you got leverage, you use it. Now we're going to start picking on the Dolphins front office because they're shrewd and they know how to actually wheel and deal and create stuff and put it in their favor. Really? That's why Emmanuel Ogbah is on a 2-year prove it deal. And they got 9 sacks out of him last year at a discounted rate. And he knows he has to go out there and perform again this year because he only has a year under his belt. So you're going to blame Chris Greer for putting him in a 2-year deal? And keeping the, oh yeah, Chris Greer is such a bad dude. Oh, he traded for Bernard McKinney, but he negotiated down the contract. Oh, wow, what a terrible GM. He saved himself money but kept the player. Wow. Okay, he must be a terrible GM. He gives X a contract that some people questioned at that time. And now it looks like a bargain. So now we're going to pick on Chris Greer for making a great deal for the team. I'm trying to get a handle on all of this now. I mean, for years, all we had was incompetence. For years, we had people that would give Josh Sitton, a 32 or 33-year-old lineman with bad ankles, let's give him a contract. Let's give Mike Wallace and pay him like a number one wide receiver when he isn't. The worst part about that is having to argue with the idiots that would actually try to challenge me on telling me that Mike Wallace deserved the money and that he's a legitimate number one. Those people disappeared. I never saw them again. But that's, of course, to be expected. But I had to deal with that annoyance. So all of a sudden now, we actually have a GM that knows what the hell he's doing. And we got some people that actually are picking on him. I'm sorry. I'm on Chris Greer's side on this one. Like on many things that he's done already for the Dolphins. Let's see. We're going into year three. He's already won 10 games. It looks like he found the right head coach, something that all the other GMs couldn't find. Looks like he found his quarterback, and he's loaded up the team with young players and more future picks. And what I love is some people may complain about X. And, you know, let me say something here that I think I find somewhat interesting when we talk about X, the concerns that people have about trading him or getting rid of him. First of all, who drafted X? Chris Greer. So he found him in the second round. Let me ask you something. Are you convinced that Noah can't play? Because this guy's got an eye for talent, right? He found X. X wasn't anything special his first 2 years. He actually really wasn't anything special. Got better in the second year, but he wasn't special yet. So we look at that and we say, okay, maybe he's got a guy in Noah like he found in X. He's the guy that drafted Minkah Fitzpatrick, right? Well, Minkah became a dick, so you traded him. But now he's got Javon Holland. So if Minkah was good, why can't Javon Holland be good? I mean, Nick Needham, they found off the scrap heap, and he's actually a serviceable player. You see what I'm saying? And since Chris Greer took over, are the safeties not better at covering than they were before? Hell, they couldn't even cover a tight end. And since Chris Greer took over, I think he brought a defensive-minded guy in Brian Flores who's pretty damn good. And since Chris Greer took over, I think he maximizes most of his trades. And since Chris Greer took over, most of his contracts are pretty good overall. You know, the Kyle Van Noy one was okay. That one hurt you. Flowers maybe a little bit. But overall, he does a pretty damn good job. And since Chris Greer took over, the team is in a trajectory that improves every year. So who's more important, X or the guy that drafted X and a whole bunch of other things in Chris Greer? You know what I mean? That's where you got to start to take a step back. Don't be such a little panic bitch here with all of this. If you lose him, it sucks. Yes, I get it, but it's not the end of the world. He's replaceable. If Tua ends up balling out, that's the dude you can't replace. It's hard to find another quarterback. Let me tell you something. If Tua hits, Chris Greer is behind. Obviously, we have to go, you know, we have to give Shula his props, always number one. But after Shula, it'll be Chris Greer, and it's over. Like by miles. He's 100 times better than Jimmy Johnson was in a Dolphins uniform. Because if he hits on Tua, think about this. He hit on Flores and Tua. Who the hell else does that at general manager for the Miami Dolphins? Nobody. Nobody can find a coach. Nobody can find a quarterback. If that guy does it in his first 2 years, he found his coach and his quarterback. Who's more important, X or Chris Greer?